Acid, bombs thrown in rubber protest. Bujupkiri Khan. Clashes broke out between riot police and rubber farmers who tried to block Pichakasem Road in Bangsapan District Thursday evening, leaving many injured from acid and ping-pong bomb attacks, including the chief of the provincial police. The first clash, which lasted about 40 minutes, began at 6 p.m. when 1,000 angry protesters tried to close both inbound and outbound lanes of Pichakasem Road, the only major highway to the south at the 412-413 kilometer markers, with 50 tractor and car tires. Police appealed to the demonstrators not to block the traffic, telling them it was illegal. The farmers ignored the appeal, and riot police moved to disperse them. The clash, which involved pushing and jostling, lasted about 40 minutes before the farmers retreated to a side of the road. Farmers threw acid used in rubber production at the police, injuring many, including Police Major General Tanait Suntorasuk, chief of Bujupkiri Khan, who sustained abdominal injuries. Confrontations and chaos continued intermittently into the night, with explosions from giant firecrackers heard occasionally. Teenagers broke from the main crowd of farmers, hurling ping-pong bombs and firing objects from slingshots at police. Some reports said 5 farmers and 12 police were hurt during this stage of the unrest. At least 11 protesters were arrested, including 2 farm leaders, Jamrong Si Tongkon and Gesem Bunchana. They were charged with hurling giant firecrackers and glass bottles at officers. At 9 p.m. Thursday, about 3,000 protesters surrounded the police and members of the press. Leaders of the group addressed the crowd, condemning authorities for using force against them. They vowed not to disperse until the government sent representatives to talk to them and released their detained leaders. Meanwhile, the government Thursday set up another committee to try to solve the rubber price standoff. Finance Minister Gitiratnat Ranong said Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat had assigned her deputy, Prachap Prom Nok, to head the committee. The panel will today head to Nakhon Si Thammarat to hold talks with the protest leaders. Mr. Gitirat said the National Rubber Committee turned down the rubber farmers' proposal for a guaranteed price of 100 baht per kilogram for rubber sheet and stood firm on the proposed subsidy of 1,260 baht per rye of plantation land. However, Mr. Gitirat said the cabinet would also be asked to raise the subsidy cap from a maximum of 10 rye to 25 rye per farmer. The proposal, which would require a budget of 10 billion baht, was likely to be submitted for cabinet approval in 2 weeks, he said.